Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Hey, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. We are happy you're here. Obviously, a lot going on still. We've got Jesse Jane Duff coming up, Tom Ackerman to talk a little bit of sports, and the fact that Mizzou basketball continues to be on a roll. We will get to that. We will not mention the Kentucky game today, Kim. We had a rough outing over the weekend. Sorry to mention that. Somebody asked that on social media earlier. Why aren't you talking about the Kentucky? Well, because it's my show, and I don't want to. Because I'm still heartbroken. So anyway, we'll deal with that. We'll get to Tom Ackerman at the bottom of the hour. But for those of you paying attention, we have a brand new governor, and he has already been very active up in Jefferson City. Listen.
Mike Kehoe put six executive orders into effect immediately. These become state law now, and they do things like bolstering training and funding for local law enforcement.
Yeah, and another thing the governor's talked about is eliminating the state income tax in Missouri. I mean, that's a big one. That's something that many of us have hoped for many years. And we are currently joined by Gary Hollis. Nice to get him on here this morning. Missouri State Director of Americans for Prosperity. And Gary, welcome into the program. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mark. Good morning. Thanks for having me back on.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to have you again. You guys have a rally that you're doing. I know it's not just at the state capitol, but you're going to be traveling around the state, right, to talk to people about this?
Yes, we are. Last time we talked about how we have endorsed HJR 1, HB 100, which is the bill that will ultimately eliminate the Missouri state income tax. And tomorrow we're going to be doing a rally outside of the capitol starting at 9:30. And we're going to be meeting on the steps of the Capitol, and then we're going to be taking constituents into their individual offices of their representatives to meet with them. We're going to be providing lunch for everyone. So it will be a great time. We're going to try to put some pressure on lawmakers to become co-sponsors of this bill. We'd like to see dozens of co-sponsors come forward and people go on record and saying that they are in support of this bill. So it's going to be a great day tomorrow, and we would encourage any of your listeners that are able to come over to Jefferson City and join us. And you can RSVP so we know to look for you on our website, which is afpmissouri.com.
Yeah, you know, I guess as we talk about that, one of the things that I noticed is you referred to, I think, HJR 1. So it's a House joint resolution. This would be something that would be put on the ballot, correct?
Yes, there will be components of it as it's written that would go on the ballot in 2026. And with the ballot, would be a cap on government spending that would tie government spending to inflation. So that will allow for the spending in state government to get under control to allow this to happen. And also it will establish that those thresholds of the benchmarks needed to gradually walk the cap down. Now, I do understand that there could be some changes tomorrow. This bill goes to committee, and there may be some changes to the final bill. But as it's written, that's what it would look like. But there is a possibility there is a more aggressive path forward, which would become a more of a swap. It would become a more immediate tax reduction, but it would be a sales tax swap.
Okay.
So we'll know a little better tomorrow exactly what it looks like.
But what do you think is the most effective way to do that? Because that's what I keep hearing is that you have to make up the income somehow. Like, obviously, you talked about you have to slash spending and do some sort of cap. But that I have to wonder if people are going to be OK with instead just having more of a sales tax than the income tax. I see why that's beneficial for everybody. But I just wonder if that will go over well.
Well, I think it can be done either way. The state of North Carolina is currently almost to 0%, and they're doing the walk-down method. But the thing about the sales tax is that it is very quick, so Missouri families will see relief on their paychecks quicker. And what expanding the sales tax does is it broadens your tax base.
Right.
Tourists ultimately pay a lot of your taxes. A lot of people that do that collect money under the table that don't pay any taxes on on work that they do buy things. So it broadens your tax base significantly. So I think that either path can work and it has worked. But I think I personally would like to see the immediate path, which would be the swap out.
Sure. Well, Gary, you know, we're talking to Gary Hollis from Americans for Prosperity in Missouri. He's the state director. You know, I'm a big proponent of this, and I really want it to happen. But as I look ahead to this being on the ballot, I'm wondering who the biggest groups are that are going to be lobbying against it. And the people that come to mind for me are going to be, you know, municipal league people or mayors who in their own little fiefdom there have jacked up their local sales tax. And then when the state sales tax goes up again, that's going to be, you know, that's not going to look as good. That's not going to reflect as well on them. Is that the phrase I'm looking for? I mean, I could see a group of elected officials like that being opposed to this idea.
Yeah, I think you're right there, because the thing about income tax that is so insidious is you don't feel it necessarily as much because you never see the money. It comes straight out of your paycheck and you don't realize it. As you know, people around the state are very angry, and rightfully so, about personal property taxes. But why they're more angry about personal property taxes is because they have to pay it at the end of the year. It comes out of their bank account.
Right.
But when you look on average, the average Missourian pays significantly more in state income tax than personal property tax, but they aren't as upset about it because they never see the money. So I do think that being able to see your tax bill every time you go to the store is a good thing, and it will create more accountability in the municipalities, which is needed, because people will say, what is all this money that I'm spending every time I go to the store being spent on?
Yeah. Well, tell us more about the rally tomorrow at the Capitol.
So again, we're going to be meeting at the steps of the Capitol at 9:30. We are partnering with Missouri Tax Relief Now, which is a great organization. They were the primary push behind the senior personal property tax freeze, and they're great partners on this, so they're going to be bringing folks out as well. And again, if you'd like to join us, please go to our website, which is afpmissouri.com, and RSVP. We're also doing our zero income tax tour all around the state. We were just in Washington, Missouri, probably in your listening area, on Friday evening, and we had almost 80 people there. They were asking tough questions and learning more about it. But most of them, when they left, they filled out cards and gave to Senator Ben Brown, said we support the doing away with the Missouri state income tax. So we just encourage you all to get involved. This isn't going to pass without people getting involved. And we've helped people through our website send over 1,400 emails to their legislators. But that's just hopefully the tip of the iceberg. We want thousands more. We want your representatives to hear from you.
Very good. Gary Hollis, thanks for your time, my friend. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks for the effort. Appreciate that a lot.
Get more at 971talk.com.